point, Steve. It might be about now that you're realizing just how long it has been since you've been able to see art in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Many of the museums and galleries have been closed because of the coronavirus, and social distancing would be hard in some of the smaller galleries, even if they were open.
And Lauren, that's where the creators of Roadside Attraction were trying to find a solution. Roadside Attraction is an art road trip of sorts throughout Phoenix where select artists are asked to showcase new pieces outside and around town that people could drive up to and view.
One of the creators, Patricia Sanett, said that one of the main focuses of her group, Art Farm Phoenix, was already to get art outside of the gallery.
We really have always believed that it's important to put art in places that it's not necessarily, that it's a surprise to find the work. So people who don't necessarily think of themselves as art people might see something that might be intriguing.
The socially distanced art experience features more than 50 artists with pieces all around the valley. To find them, you can go onto the Practical Arts website, and there's an interactive map with location pins to different exhibits and performances.
One of those pins will bring you to a Made in Arizona alumni. We spoke with Laura Spalding Best last November to talk about her large-scale murals that are often reminiscent of the warm desert landscape. She said that even though she spent part of quarantine trying to help her kids finish the last bit of school and then painting nearly every surface in her house, this downtime has been helpful.
I'm trying to come on the other side of how stressful this time can be and kind of see the gift that it is in having time to really focus without distraction and without stress to experiment and make new work.
Best used a 24-foot wide mural surface and attached street signs to create a mirage landscape. Thinking outside of the box when it came to materials was a challenge she wanted to empower.
I had all these mural paints from previous projects, and there's so much about a feeling right now of necessity being the mother of invention and kind of looking at things in a new way and problem solving different things. And for me, one of them is using up all the resources that I have at my fingertips.
Roadside Attraction currently runs through the end of July with plans to extend it into the fall. This weekend, there will even be a video art portion played behind the Practical Arts building on Central Avenue. Sanett hopes that this exhibit will help showcase some of the artists that don't get the kind of attention that they could and that people are able to take a little break with some art.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, Laura. It's one of those things we can look online, and a lot of museums have done that, but to really actually drive up and come close to actually touching it again and seeing it is a little bit different, right?
Yes, it's nice to be able to do that, even in this kind of heat. I think it's worth it from the car.
Agreed, absolutely.